number four between Finley and Ohio Dominican. The Panthers lead the series 2-1. They won 63-31 a year ago, compiling 550 yards of total offense. Mark Miller had 5 touchdowns, one of them on the ground, while Brandon Schoen rushed for 162 yards on that night. The coaches tonight, Bill Connolly for Ohio Dominican in his fourth season with a record of 23-15, a 1972 graduate of the Ohio State University. And Rob Keyes, the head coach for Finley, a 96 graduate of West Virginia. In his third season, he is 17-12 at Finley. The Panthers, the home team in the black uniform, pants and tops with yellow and white striping down the side, yellow numerals trimmed in white, the flat black headgear with the yellow D-paw on the side. The Oilers in the all-white look tonight with orange striping down the side of the pants that says Oilers on it, the black numerals trimmed in orange, the pewter gray headgear with the orange and black UF Finley logo on the side, and the only team, any level, college football that has their names on the stripes on the back of the helmet. The Panthers won the toss. They deferred to the second half, so they will be kicking off from our right to our left to the Finley Oilers. One intangible tonight, Matt, will be returned, because both teams are really good in returning the football, so we'll be keeping our eye on that tonight. Corey Clark and Demetrius Kraft are deep to our left. A capacity crowd on hand here tonight at Panther Field, and everybody from both sides on their feet as we are ready to go. Officials standing in front of the ball, waiting on CBS to give us the go-ahead. And sophomore Brent Wally out of Bishop Hartley with a cold out in front of us and yellow towels waving in the wind. The official puts the ball ready for play. Wally approaches and will right put it into the air, and we are underway here tonight. And it'll be Kraft taking it from his own one. He's out to the 10, moving to his left. 15, 20. Cuts back to his right, got by two Panthers, and finally drug down at the 28-yard line. This offense for the Finley Oilers, they are fifth in rushing, number one in passing, and ranked number two in total offense in the conference, while being tied with Ohio Dominican for third in scoring. They're led by junior quarterback Verlon Reed from right here in Columbus. He's a transfer from Ohio State, completing 69% of his passes, leading the conference in total yards per game, and he also is second in the conference in passing touchdowns. Out of the shotgun with running back Daquan Ford to his right. First down for Finley, and a throw to the near side and an incomplete pass to Lloyd Henry. Panthers diving on a loose ball, but they'll say it's incomplete. The receiving corps will start with Lloyd Henry, their leader. 48 catches coming in. He's a junior from Garfield Heights. Seth White, he's a senior captain from nearby Bexley, and he is at wide receiver. And we'll see Luke Hampton, who is a deep ball threat. He's averaging over 30 yards per catch. And their running back is Daquan Ford, a sophomore at Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, where it's a lot warmer than it is tonight here. And he's just about 1,000 yards on the season. Second and 10 Oilers from our left to our right from the 29-yard line. And out of the shotgun again, Verlon Reed will take the snap. Looks to his left, throws, and it's caught and immediately punished by Luke Hampton. Is Billy Akins over there on the far sideline, a gain of about 4. It'll be 3rd and 6.
Yeah, Todd, we were down on the sidelines earlier talking with some coaches, and we were asking them who did we expect to see a big game out of tonight. Billy Akins was the first one out of their mouth.
3rd down. In fact, that was a gain of only 1 yard. So it'll be 3rd down and 9. They'll have to get to the 40-yard line for a 1st down. Their tight end is a good one, Jared Brown. He is a senior. And he is split to the near side. So they go 2 to either side here on 3rd down. And Verlon Reed being pressured. He will run out of it to the 30-yard line. Coming to the near sideline. Culbertson, like a missile, chases him out of bounds. And they'll have to punt the football away as he only got to the 34.
And nice pressure by the Ohio Dominican defense there, up bringing up that blitz. Verlon Reed had Jared Brown wide open right there in the seam, that big tight end that you were talking about, and there was too much pressure right there. Verlon Reed had to scramble out to his right, get good pressure, and now they're punting it away.
And the punt will be Seth White. Now, he's one of their wide receivers. He does a little bit of everything, and he'll be kicking to Justin Bell. Nice high kick. Bell will fair catch at the 26-yard line. Panthers defense forces a 3-and-out, and now we'll see the Ohio Dominican offense come out onto the field for the first time. 5th overall, averaging 453 yards per game. sixth in rushing, eighth in passing, and the Panthers, as I mentioned before, tied with Finley in total scoring, averaging 38 points a game. Junior quarterback Mark Miller, captain out of Cincinnati Elder, completing 67% of his passes for almost 1,500 yards. He is tied for the conference lead with 14 touchdowns. Pistol formation, Panthers right to left from their own 27, first down and 10, no score, 14-19 to play first quarter, and on first down, couple of play fakes, Miller going to look deep, nothing there, and now we'll throw it out of bounds. They went double fake handoff and was hoping it a home run ball on first down, and boy, Finley, not surprised, double covered Ronald McLeod, and Miller, all he could do was throw it away. The receiving corps for the Panthers will start with McLeod, sophomore out of Shaw, 19 catches in the last two games. Des Stewart, a sophomore at Walnut Hills, and Abe Johnson, a junior, out of Taft High School. We'll see them all out there, along with H-back Nate Weeks, a senior captain out of Marysville. Brandon Schoen opens up as the back. They'll throw it near side to McLeod, getting a block downfield. He's ahead to the 30, got about three. Third down and seven coming up for ODU. The offensive line, sophomore Michael Kelke out of Bishop Fenwick. Junior Perrin Cunningham is the left guard. Ben Cooper, sophomore on the right side, with Jared Howard tackle left, Jake Brandt tackle on the right side. Big third down coming up now for the Panthers, as it'll be third down here in about seven from the 30-yard line. This has been an area that's been an issue the last couple of weeks. Third down. Two in the backfield as Nichols will come in. H-back Weeks is out. Three wide receivers. Miller drops back, throws it off to the right. Abe Johnson the catch, turns up field, broke the tackle to the 40-yard line, and he's ahead to the 43. And Abe Johnson, only one catch the last 2 weeks, will pick up 14 yards and a big first down.
Yeah, Finley probably didn't see too much of them on their preparation on film this week. Not really part of the game plan the last couple games, and nice third down conversion, which we've been struggling to get lately.
First down and 10 for out here to Johnson. Wide open. Got a block. 45 to the 50. And they drag him down from behind at the 48-yard line. Good to see Abe Johnson back in part of the mix. This defense for Finley, it's a 4-3. Luke Fleming, DJ Williams are the tackles. Josh Lee and Austin Reichert are the tackles. Trevor Smith, a good linebacker in the middle with Kenny Klatt and Zach Kenninger. We'll give you the secondary after this play, which is going to be a penalty against ODU. False start coming up here against the Panthers. The secondary, Jamon McClain and Ferraris Golden are the two cornerbacks, while Harold Jones Corte and Ray Ballard are the two safeties. Golden's interesting. The corner leads this team in tackles. You don't see many cornerbacks lead in tackles. He leads them in pass breakups. I have a feeling they're going that way a lot for some reason. When you're that raised a red flag for me when your corner is leading you in tackles.
And we saw Ronald McLeod out there on that far side up against him on the first play of the game. They see a little mismatch there maybe from their preparation.
On first and 15, it's Brandon Jones sweeping left down the left sideline. Runs over a man to the 35-yard line. Big gainer for Brandon Schoen will pick up 17, and man, was he fast coming down the sidelines that time.
And not only that, he laid a lick on the defender. It was about as good as it could. Looked like a linebacker going up against a running back, only our linebacker was running the ball.
Quick throw, Des Stewart near side on first and 10. Broke a tackle, he's out to the 29. Boy, took quite a lick as he went down. Good hit on the play by Jones Corte. Pickup of about seven on first down, and this is the Soha Dominican tempo offense we did not see last week against Ashland, as Mark Nichols is in there at running back now for the Panthers. Senior out of Newark Catholic, out of the pistol on second down. It's Nichols. He's got a first down to the 25-yard line. Well, Mark Nichols averaging almost 5 yards per carry. Second down on the career rushing list here at Ohio Dominican. Part of this two-headed dragon, as they like to call it. And it's a first down Panthers here to the 25-yard line. Great opening possession that began back at their own 27. Two receivers right. Miller, quick throw left. This is Stewart. He's ahead now just to the 21. I thought he was going to have a little more room that time. Picked up about four on the play, and it'll bring up second down.
Another one of those little short out passes out to the left side. That's a high percentage pass. It's kind of why Mark Nichols is sitting right around 70% for the season.
On second down and seven, it is Mark Nichols sweeping to the right. Turns upfield, hurdled his own man. Now bouncing off men all the way down to the 10-yard line. Boy, once he jumped over Jake Brandt, the Panthers' right tackle, it was clear sail, and it'll be first and goal. ODU.
Looked like he was running the 100-yard hurdles there at state track meet.
First and goal, Panthers in the red zone, where they have converted 85% of the time. Throw out here to Abe Johnson. Got a straight block from Casey Williams. Dives for the pylon. Touchdown, ODU. start for the Panthers.
One catch in the last two games, comes out, gets three on the first series, gets the touchdown. He's going to have to shake his buddy
Casey Williams.
Casey Williams' hand. He got that block out there that sort of cut him free and was able to get in there at the corner edge of the end zone.
Brent Wally, 25 of 25 on point after attempts. Tyler Hayes will snap. Mikey Snyder puts it down, and Wally kicks it through. Timeout on the field. 11 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in quarter number one. It is Ohio Dominican 7, Finley nothing on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine provides a unique understanding of the physical demands placed on today's athletes. We're specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. We also have a comprehensive team of specialists completely dedicated to the care and management of concussions. Our goal is to give every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. To include Nationwide Children's Sports Medicine on your team, call 355-6000 or visit nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine.
We're back here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. I'm Charlie Danis. Let's review the GLIAC standings heading into tonight's matchup between Ohio Dominican and Finley. First in the North Division, Saginaw Valley State with a perfect 5-0 record in conference play. They're in first in the North Division. Ferris State, 4-1 in second place in the North. Hillsdale, third with a 3-1 mark. Michigan Tech and Wayne State are tied for fourth in the North Division with identical 3-2 records in conference play. Weird to see Grand Valley State in the bottom half of the third of the North Division. They're 2-2 in conference play. And then rounding out the North Division, Northwood 1-3, Northern Michigan in the basement at 1-4. Meanwhile, big game for Ohio Dominican tonight. Entering play this evening, the Panthers have a perfect 5-0 record in conference play. They'll be taking on Finley, who currently holds the second spot in the South Division. If they're able to win this game against the Oilers, that would give them a 2-game lead heading into their final three games of this 2013 campaign. Just to finish out the South Division standings, Finley 2-2, followed by Ashland and Walsh, who are both 2-3 in conference play. Lake Erie 1-3, Tiffin 1-4, and Malone 0-5. Let's now head back out to Panther Field and rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale. Todd, couldn't have asked for a better start if you're a Panthers fan.
Boy, unbelievable start for ODU, Matt, all the way back at their own 27-yard line where that drive started, and it was a big third down conversion for the Panthers that Abe Johnson had to break a tackle that kept that possession alive. It was on the initial set of downs, and then Abe finished it off.
Yeah, Ohio Dominican struggling on third down conversions. I believe it was five of their last 26 before that one, and we didn't even see one last week against Ashland until in the second half, and it came at a crucial time. So nice efficiency on offense. I like the tempo. I like the hurry-up pace, and they just marched right down the field, got Finley back on their heels a little bit.
10 plays, 73 yards, and 2:29 as Wally sends it airborne. A little bit shorter this time. Torrey Clark runs up on it at the 6. They set it up to the left. He's going that way, and drug down at the 20-yard line. And making the tackle for Ohio Dominican was Shavon Fitzgerald, a freshman from Akron St. Vincent St. Mary. And it'll be first down for Finley, who went 3-and-out on their initial possession.
Yeah, this is going to be crucial on defense for this series. One of the interesting things, Todd, is that last series on offense was so fast and so high-paced, then we had to go to a TV timeout.
That's right.
That might take a little bit of the wind out of their sails and some of that momentum. They're going to have to get used to that all night.
The game isn't any different except for all of these media timeouts
right.
That we will have where the players have to stand around here tonight. First and 10 from the 20. Finley left to right, trailing 7-0. And on first down, first carry for Daquan Ford. And he's up into the hole, and Nico Tanksley will bring him down at the 25-yard line. Now, Daquan Ford last week, 25 carries, 151 yards, and a touchdown against Tiffin. He's had 5 100-yard games already this season, including a 229 day against McKendree. And he's not that big. And Coach Conley says he's one of those little guys, just kind of shifty and gets up into the hole.
Yeah, 5'7", 180 pounds, only a sophomore. He ranks number 2 in the league in yards per game.
On second down and 4, Jared Brown, tight end in motion. It's Ford coming right, 25, cuts back. Aikens has him down at the 33, but that'll be the first down for Finley. And that was one thing you pointed out, the amount of first downs that Finley will rack up in a ball game.
Yeah, we were talking about it prior to the game. It was one of the numbers that stuck out to me when I was doing my research this week. 26.2 first downs per game. That's
a lot.
An astronomical number.
First down and 10. They'll say it's the 32 with just under 11 to play in the first quarter. Verlon Reed, quarterback out of the shotgun with Ford to his left and three receivers that way. Will hand to Ford. Get in the hole twice and down right at the line of scrimmage. Boy, he got by one on the play, but Anthony Smith, back after a concussion that set him out last week against Ashland, was in there on that tackle, and it's good to get Anthony Smith back.
Yeah, 6'2", 235-pound sophomore from Zanesville, was filling in for DeAndre Harrison. Unfortunately, DeAndre is going to be out for a while with that dislocated elbow that he suffered up there in Canton against Walsh a couple weeks ago, and Anthony Smith filled in nicely for him until suffered the concussion, but backup Jordan Murph last week filled in pretty nicely.
Second down and 9 now for the Oilers, and taking the snap is Reed. Throwing over here near side. Steph Smith's got the catch at the 40-yard line. That'll be a gain of 7, 2 yards shy of the first down. I said say Seth White on the catch that time. Here's a guy who is 6th on the career receiving list at Finley. He's got 141 of those. That's a lot of catches in his career. He had 4 for 79 and a touchdown a week ago. Third down and 2 from the 40-yard line. Reed out of the shotgun. He'll roll to his left. Shovel pass forward to Ford, and he's not going to get there as Warren Shields had it snuffed out and brought him down by the leg and prevent them from getting a first down.
Yeah, Anthony Smith coming around there on the right edge, got in Verlon Reed's face, kind of threw him off a little bit. I think the rest of the defense was a little bit fooled except for Warren Shields. He was able to get in there and snuff out the ball and get the tackle and drop him to fourth down.
And the punting unit will come out. Seth White averaging 39 yards per kick, and he gets this one away and a beauty. This will chase Justin Bell back to his 17 where he'll make a fair catch. Timeout on the field. 9:05 to play here in the second quarter. It is first quarter. 9:05 to play first quarter. It's Ohio Dominican 7, Finley nothing on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Charlie Dance back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. Ohio Dominican leading Finley 7-0 with 9:05 to go in the first quarter. We'll get you back out to Panther Field shortly, but first, let's preview some matchups involving GLIAC teams this weekend. On Saturday afternoon, Saginaw Valley State will take on the Warriors of Wingsay at Tom Adams Field beginning at noon. The Cardinals have received great quarterback play from sophomore signal caller Jonathan Jennings. Jennings, a Columbus native who played his high school ball at Westerville South, is tied with ODU's Mark Miller for the GLIAC lead in touchdown passes with 14 and is second in the conference in passing yards. It has certainly helped James to have a big target like 6'3", 218-pound senior wide receiver Jeff Janis, who has 675 receiving yards, the best mark in the conference. While the Cardinals use a vaunted passing attack, the Warriors employ a running game with the help of the 1-2 punch of Tony Davis and Desmond Martin. Davis and Martin have combined for 767 yards and 9 rushing touchdowns. Look for Warriors linebacker Ed Viverette to make an impact defensively in this game. He leads the GLIAC in sacks with 6 and has also forced 3 fumbles. Let's now rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale at Panther Field.
All right, Charlie, thank you. 9:05 to play here in the first quarter. 7-0 Ohio Dominican. Now let's see what the Panther offense can do here again, Matt, after scoring on their opening possession of the game and the defense allowing just the 1 first down, giving the offense the ball right back.
Yeah, all the momentum's on this side of the field right now on the home side. We've got the stands are packed. We've got the terrible towels out tonight to hand the giveaways they were handing out at the door. But, yeah, this is going to be interesting to see. An important drive once again. See if we get some more points on the board. It might be throwing them out of their rhythm a little bit with the TV timeouts and all. It seems like we went to break 20 minutes ago, and they even were able to bring out, well, I don't miss what team it was out there that they were honoring, but one of the other Ohio Dominican sports teams out there, and we're still in the huddle over here on the sidelines.
Panthers, a week from Saturday, will be off. Long rest coming up for the Panthers,
yeah.
And then the last 3 games of the season, next ball game will be up at Tiffin a week from Saturday, or 2 weeks from Saturday, I should say, and then back home for Lake Erie, and then up to Malone to wrap up the season. 5 to play first quarter. Panthers back on offense. We'll have Brandon Schoen out there at the running back position. Ronald McLeod, Dez Stewart out there at wide receiver. Panthers will go two tight ends here as Jared Butler, a sophomore out of Winford, has checked into the lineup as well, and he'll come in motion to the left. First down from the 17, and Miller will give to Brandon Schoen straight up the middle, runs into a backer, and down at the 21-yard line is Kenny Clapp, a senior from Hilliard-Davidson High School, is in there on the tackle. A week ago, he had 10 in their win against Tiffin. And he has been one of the stalwarts at linebacker for this Finley team for the last 4 years. Second down and six play coming up now after Schoen picked up four. And Miller will turn to his right, gives to Schoen, cuts back. He's up the middle now and picked up a couple of more. And another third down coming up here for ODU after two running plays to Brandon Schoen.
Yeah, went one on first down between the tackles, another one a little bit off tackle out to the right, puts it about third and five. It's going to be another crucial third down to get the conversion here deep in their own territory. Got the ball right about their own 22-yard line, kind of pinned back there.
Regular three wide receivers. McLeod will be right. Stewart and Johnson here the near side. Panthers will take Weeks out and go two backs in the backfield on third down and five. It'll be Nichols coming in motion to the near side. Miller will roll this way. They throw to Nichols out of the backfield, and he dropped it. Would have had a lot of work to do as he dropped it at the 20. He needed to get all the way to the 27. First time we've seen that play. I remember it from a couple of years back. Mm-hmm. A guy by the name of Tyler Purcell that would catch that pass a lot out of the backfield, but Nichols didn't quite hang on, and the Panthers have to go to a three and out, and the punting unit of Mikey Snyder will come on. Sophomore out of Northmont High School in Clayton. He is seventh in the conference, averaging 36 yards to kick. And back deep to receive will be a very dangerous Demetrius Trapps. He is very shifty back there with the football. He's standing at his own 35. Snyder will receive a good pass from Hayes. Nice line drive spiraling kick that Trapps will field at his own 34 to the 35 and stumbles down at the 41-yard line. Tackle made on the play by Dwayne Clemens. And Finley will come out here on offense for the third time. They've garnered one first down, and the Panthers with 7:49 to play in the first quarter, lead by a score of 7-0.
Yeah, right about midfield. We've seen a lot out of this defense the last several weeks, especially from the linebackers in the secondary, just buzzing around the field, heat-seeking missiles, got a nose for the ball, and another important series right here to try to get Finley to have to punt it away again.
Panthers on the defensive line will have Sawicki and Carruthers, along with Smith and Omame on the end. Tank Flea and Shields, the linebackers. They got the nickel package out there right now for the Panthers on first and 10 from the 42. And Reed will give to Daquan Ford. He cuts to the outside of the 45. And Bell's got a hold of him and brings him down to right at midfield. That'll be an 8-yard run for Daquan Ford. He averages almost 6 yards a carry. That was his best run of the night thus far.
Yeah, they ran a little Reed option play. Kind of looked like some of those plays that they're running in the NFL right now, the flavor of the year, I guess you could say, ran it out to the left, and nice gain on first down.
So second down and two now, and the handoff this time will be to Lanier, and Anthony Lanier has got a first down for Finley as he's to the 45-yard line, to the 44 of the Panthers, freshman out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, only 13 carries coming in, but Anthony Lanier will give him a first down. Ball will come to the 44, 7:10 to play here in the first quarter. ODU leading 7-0. And a high snap goes over Reed's head. He scrambles back and falls on it back at the 44-yard line. So they will lose 12 on the play from 1:44 to the other. You know, I said high snap. I think it was just right at his face mask and slipped right through his hand.
Yeah, and we talked about it in the pregame. It's a little damp out there. It's kind of chilly, and even though it's cold, you can feel the humidity, and that can make the ball a little bit slippery.
So, all the way back, they will officially spot it at the 45. No second down play coming up. And Verlon Reed, after a play action pass, will roll near side, throws, and it is caught and tapped out of bounds as Lloyd Henry. He is right on the midfield stripe. So, a gain of 5 for the junior from Garfield Heights. A year ago, he had only 3 catches, but for 85 yards and a touchdown against ODU, he averaged almost 30 yards a catch. And it sets up 3rd down and 16 now for the Oilers. They will have Hampton and Henry to the left. Seth White over here to the near side. They need the Panther 34 for a first down. Verlon Reed out of the shotgun. Panthers are coming after him. Steps up with good protection. Can't find anybody. Going to try and run. He's to the 40 and brought down well short of the first down from behind. Dominic Clegg, Anthony Smith are there on the tackle, but it's fourth and three, and this gives Finley a chance to go for it here.
Yeah, nice pressure on Reed in the pocket as it collapsed. Nice coverage downfield. Had nothing going. Got a big gain, and they're going for it.
Fourth and four. First fourth down of the game. The Oilers are best in the league. 5 out of 7 on the year. Reed out of the shotgun takes it. Looking over the middle. Throws. Caught. First down. It's going to be Lloyd Henry getting them, I believe, a first down. Boy, right at the marker. And when they set it down, I'm pretty convinced he's got it. The referee's going to give it a look and signals first down. Not by much, but a good throw by Reed. Good catch by Lloyd Henry. And the Oilers will move the chains. First down from the Panther 34. And right back to the line goes Finley. And it's Daquan Ford going to his left. Got by one. And then hit and drop. Boy, look at the closing speed of Brad McCurdy coming up and making the tackle. No gain on the play.
Yeah, Cody Culbertson was the first Panther there in the backfield. And his teammates there were able to back him up there and have a good nose for the ball, just as you said, and able to clean up on the tackle.
Second down and 10 after a no-gainer for Daquan Ford. For Brad McCurdy, 7 tackles per ballgame. He had 10 last week up at Ashland from that safety position. Culbertson looking like he's blitzing from the corner. He's coming. Reed, he's going to be hit, blocked by the missile back at the 41-yard line. Sack of 7 yards, and it'll be 3rd and long for Finley. This guy's unbelievable.
Yeah, they brought Culbertson up almost as a linebacker almost and brought him, brought the heat, brought the blitz. And the second time on this drive, Todd, that they dropped him for a loss, which would be 3rd and about 15 or so. Now it's time for them to buckle down and not get them in position, not let Finley get in possession to maybe go for another fourth down conversion.
They need the 24 for a first, 3rd and 15. Reed throws over the middle, high, and almost intercepted by Billy Aiken. Seth White was the intended receiver. Reed airmailed him, and on fourth down, it looks like Finley will punt the football away. Well, Finley overcame one mistake on the snap back that went over Reed's head, but the sack by Culbertson not only takes them out of field goal range, but now forces them to punt, and White will be kicking away with Bell back inside his own 10. Finley lines up in very unique punt formation. They snap it back, and White will angle it towards the far sideline. The wind will push it out of bounds, and that is well done by Seth White, probably around the 10-yard line, and it is. Timeout on the field. 4:05 to play in the first quarter. It is Ohio Dominican 7, and Finley nothing on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Ohio Dominican University is proud of the military veterans and those now serving in the Reserves and National Guard who are Ohio Dominican students. We support our veterans through the Patriots Program and financial aid resources, which include a 25% tuition discount to all military veterans, including those on active duty, the Reserve, and the National Guard. Discounts also apply to their spouses in our Working Professional Bachelor's and Master's Degree Program.
We're back here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. Ohio Dominican leading Finley 7-0 with 4:05 to go in the first quarter. After losing to the Panthers last week at Jack Miller Stadium, Ashland will look to get back on the winning side of things as they travel to Fawcett Stadium to take on the Walsh Cavaliers at noon on Saturday. The Eagles, who won the GLIAC football title last season, have heavily relied on the legs of junior running back Anthony Taylor, who has amassed 1,025 yards on the ground so far here in 2013. A total that is best in the GLIAC. That's bad news for a Cavaliers squad that ranks second to last in run defense in the GLIAC. Speaking of that Walsh defense, two players have stood out this season. Senior defensive lineman Andrew Roy is 7th in the GLIAC in sacks with 4, and junior defensive back Jamaris Brown is constantly around the ball, as evidenced by his 2 interceptions and his 8 pass breakups, which is tied for first in the conference. Another Walsh player to keep an eye on in this matchup is junior wide receiver Gerald Robinson. His 5 receiving touchdowns is 2nd best in the GLIAC. Let's now head back out to Panther Field and rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
All right, Charlie, thank you. Panthers lead 7-0, 4:05 to play first quarter. Panther fans, are you a member of the Black and Gold Club? This organization is dedicated to providing financial support for intercollegiate athletics at Ohio Dominican University and helping Panther student-athletes, coaches, and athletic department staff achieve success on and off the field of play. To become a member of the Black and Gold Club, please visit the ODU Athletics website or call 614-251-4643. Panther football at their own 10-yard line, leading 7-0 with 4:05 to play in the first quarter. Panthers scoring on their opening drive. This will be their third possession of the first quarter. And after a couple of running plays and a drop pass on third down, let's see what Panthers go back to. Those short little quick-hitting passing plays, Matt, on the first possession certainly were successful, a lot like what we saw against Grand Valley State about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, they don't go for a whole lot of yards, but when you're getting 3 and 4 yards on first and second down, that puts you in third and short situations, which is exactly what you're looking for when you have guys like Brandon Schoen and Mark Nichols in the backfield that can get those yards punching through the line and get first down. So I know a lot of teams try to run those little out passes, mm-hmm. those high percentage passes. The key to those is getting the blocks from the other receivers, and they've done a really good job of that this season and chipping away there on first and second down and then mixing in the big play when they need to.
Well, the Panthers, 11-game win streak. It's the longest in the nation at Division II. They've been winning those games by an average of over 25 points, and they have scored 30 points in every game during that stretch, and they've only allowed more than 20 once. First down from the 10, from our right to left, Mark Miller with Mark Nichols behind him. They'll give to Nichols straight up the middle. 10, 15, 20, down the middle of the field. It becomes a foot race. He's to midfield with two chasing him and drag him out of bounds on the Finley 38-yard line. Oh, how about Mark Nichols straight up the gut? And a big-time gainer for the Panthers.
Well, so much for those little out passes just pounding it through the line. They could have driven a freight train through that hole all the way out deep into Finley territory. Nice way to start from your own 10-yard line.
52 yards on the run by Mark Nichols, and Brandon Schoen will replace him, and they'll give it to him. Going right, 35, breaks a tackle, first down and out of bounds at the Finley 25-yard line. Boy, and that run by Nichols will give that offense confidence that they can run the football against this Finley team that, again, only allows 117 yards rushing per game. Panthers are going to have that here in the first quarter.
Halfway there.
First down and 10 from the 27, and it's shown again. Good hole up the middle to the 15, and he's finally drugged down right there by Kenny Klatt. That's 13 more for Brandon Schoen and another first down.
Yeah, we've talked about it in every single game this year. Brandon Schoen, when he has the ball, when it looks like he's just in a little bit of trouble, he pops out of that scrum out of nowhere and gets bonus yards, another 13 and a first down.
And Mark Nichols will replace Schoen, who will get the breather. First down from the 15-yard line. Panthers leading 7-0. And Miller on a delay gives to Nichols. Moving right. 15, and he's to the 10. Boy, Nate Weeks, good job of sealing off the outside that time against Kevin Brewerton, a junior. And, boy, that really prevented Nichols to get to the corner that time.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of miscommunication there in the backfield. I know it was a design play, but it looked like there might have been some miscommunication between quarterback and running back.
Second down and 5 from the 10. Panthers to our left, and Miller gives to Nichols. Again, up the middle, to the 10, to the 5. Barrels his way and rolls his way into the end zone for an ODU touchdown. 90 very quick yards. Panthers lead 13-0.
Boy, if this is a sign of what we're to expect tonight out of Mark Nichols, it's going to be a historic night in ODU Panther football history.
Brent Wally will come on for the point after. Good snap. And it's put down, and it is good by Wally. 3:01 to play in the first quarter. It is 14-0 Ohio Dominican, and the Panthers with 124 yards rushing in the first quarter. They give up 117 per game.
You called it, partner. We were going to beat that mark in the first quarter, and you know, thanks to a 52-yarder from Mark Nichols, another 13-yarder from Brandon Schoen on that drive. It was 90 quick yards down the field and 14-0, and you know, they're probably scratching their heads over there on that Finley sideline. They've been so successful defensively against the run this season, and, you know, our offensive line was just able to open up some big holes there on that drive and bust those guys loose, get some big yards, and get some more points on the board.
You know, this offensive line, which had question marks coming in because of their inexperience, Jake Brandt, Perrin Cunningham, the only returning starters. Jake Brandt starting his 39th game tonight. Perrin Cunningham is 17th, but Gerard Howard, Michael Kelke, Ben Kofer, all up front. A couple of sophomores and a junior had no starts under their belts coming into this year. And boy, have they really come together this year. And this running attack for the Panthers in full force. Wally will kick it away. And again, back to receive will be Torrey Clark at his own 8 near side. Up the numbers, 20, 25, spun around, and dropped at the 27-yard line. Well, the Finley offense trailing now 14-0. This is a team that, again, they can pass. They can run. Now let's see where they elect to go, because right now they haven't had a lot of success doing either.
No, but one thing that they are getting tonight is good field position to start with the ball. We talked about their return game. They're right here just sitting inside their own 30. It gives them a little bit of room to work, a little bit of room to throw the ball around if they feel like it. And back here with only about 3 minutes left in the first quarter, down 2 scores, I would expect to see the ball getting tossed around a little bit here.
First down and 10, football at their own 28. 2:55 to play first quarter. Ohio Dominican leading Finley 14-0. Furlon Reed with Daquan Ford to his right will work out of the shotgun, and he'll give to Ford up the middle. Now cuts to his left to the 30, getting towards the corner, and he got to the 34, and he'll be dropped right there. Brad McCurdy, among others, in there for Ohio Dominican on the tackle. That'll be a good gain of 7 for Daquan Ford on first down. This Finley team, which not really in much of a hurry throughout much of this first quarter offensively. They do not huddle. Looking over to the sidelines, they'll have Henry and Hampton over here to the near side. Seth White will be to the left. H-back Jared Brown is off to the right side of the line of scrimmage. Culbertson coming off the corner, and Reed going to throw quickly. Brown's got the catch. He's to the 35, got a couple of blocks, 40, 45. Penalty marker down as Brown gets to midfield where he was tackled by Daquan Harris. We've got an apparent penalty in the area of holding downfield when Brown had gotten open, and it is going to go against Finley, our first penalty of the night.
Yeah, that's probably why Jared Brown got busted loose on that little pass out in the flat. The 6'2", 230-pound senior out of Valley View, also a team captain, was able to get some yards, but that's only because if there was a hold on the play.
So the first penalty, and this is a Finley team that came in with 36 penalties on the year. They were ninth in the conference in penalty yards per game, 56 per game. So instead of it being first down at the 45, it is second down from the 31. Second down at about 7 here for Finley. It'll be Hampton and Brown over to the left. Henry and White will be over here to the near side. On first, or beg your pardon, second down and 7. Furlon Reed will bring Brown in motion. That lines up behind the left guard, and it'll be Daquan Ford, 30, 35. Justin Bell will bring him down at the 40. McCurdy was there as well. That's a first down run of 8 yards for Daquan Ford. Boy, hit the hole hard that time.
Yeah, and that's pretty much one of the few times we've seen them go up the middle like that. A lot of these run plays that they're running, it's kind of like a read option play where they're stretching it out sideline to sideline. Kind of makes the play take a while to develop, and our secondary linebackers are so good, they're able to snuff it out.
Reed to throw on first down. Near side for White, missed him by a mile as that one sailed into the Panther bench. Billy Aikens was over on the coverage, but Seth White was open coming out of the break. Reed threw that off the mark. So second down and 10 coming up now for this Oiler offense. Finley on the season 4-2. Their wins against Urbana, Michigan Tech, and the last 2 weeks on the road at McKendree and Tiffin. This is the end of a 3-game streak on the road for them. Second down and 10. Reed will give to Ford. Going left, 40, and down at the 44-yard line. So gain of about 5 for Daquan Ford. Finley will play 3 of its last 4 at Donnell Stadium in Finley. Third down play coming up now with White and Henry going left, and Brown and Hampton over here to the near side. They need the 49 for a first down. Verlon Reed out of the shotgun takes the snap. Drops back. Now pressured and rolls to his right. Omame trailing. Now a throw deep downfield looking for Henry. It's deflected and almost intercepted by McCurdy. Justin Bell got his hand up there and deflected at the last instant, and McCurdy almost had the interception. Pretty well thrown ball by Verlon Reed on the road with Omame on his heels.
Yeah.
And they'll have to punt it away after, again, picking up just one first down.
No, it was nice defense. They definitely had a chance to make that catch and get a huge gain on third down, get that third down conversion deep in Ohio Dominican territory. But it was a great defense by Justin Bell. Threw it into double teams, threw it into double coverage.
Fourth and five. Seth White to punt for the third time tonight. And he gets it back. He's going to rugby style. He's going to look to run down. No, then he kicks it late. Boy, it looked like he was past the line of scrimmage. And the kick is going to bounce to the 10 and be right there. Boy, that was very close to kicking it before he went across the line of scrimmage. I think if he keeps it, he might have had the first down.
I think so, too. There was a lot of real estate here on the near side. I don't know how fast. Well, he's a wide receiver.
He's a wide receiver, yeah. He's an athlete.
He's got to have the speed for it. So, I don't know. It's just a little bit of confusion, some special teams confusion.
Yeah, and if anything there, I mean, you know, that's something you see on film if you're Finley and that you might be able to get. Well, they didn't end up trying it. And Coach Conley over here talking to the special forces right now said, hey, remember, that guy can do things with a football. Keep your eye on him. All right, Panthers starting right where they did last time, from their own 10. And Miller to throw on first down. Dumps it to Nate Week. Hit him in stride. 20. Ahead to the 25. He's to the 40-yard line and knocked out of bounds. And the biggest gainer in the career of Nate Week, who last week had one catch, Matt, and he now has 7 receptions in his career and 7 rushes in his career. It took him 3 years to get those 7 catches to match the 7 rushes he had as a true freshman. And he picked up a first down to the 38-yard line. And Miller will throw it out to the right. That is caught on the far side by Ronnell Spates, who was out there. And he will make the catch up to the 25-yard line. Last play, perhaps, of the first quarter, as we're down to 10 seconds. That was a gain of 6 for Spates. Panthers will line up. Miller taking a peek at the clock. Going to try and snap it. Mark, high snap, turns and gives to Nichols. To his right, hit at the line of scrimmage and fights forward for a yard. And when we come back, the Panthers are going to have third down and about 2. We've played one quarter tonight from Panther Field. Ohio Dominican putting its 11-game win streak on the line here tonight. They have vaulted to a 14-0 lead over Finley. Back to Ohio Dominican after this timeout on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
At Sunbury Road Dairy Queen, we value our customers as well as our neighbors. In addition to being proud supporters of Panther Athletics, we host car washes for youth football, initiated an attendance incentive for Mifflin Middle School, and began a summer work internship with a local community house. Stop by for a blizzard treat at Dairy Queen on Sunbury Road, just north of Ohio Dominican University. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food.
The first quarter just ended. Ohio Dominican leading Finley 14-0 at Panther Field. We'll get you back out there to Columbus in just a moment. This weekend is a big weekend for both the men's and women's soccer programs of ODU. The men's team will host Malone on Friday beginning at 4:30 p.m. The Panthers will go into that match with a 7-2-1 overall record, which includes a 6-2 mark in conference play. Earlier in the season, the Panthers used a come-from-behind effort to beat Malone 3-2. On Sunday, they will face a Tiffin squad that is nationally ranked. The Dragons have only one loss in the GLIAC, which was to the Panthers back in September. One player who has stood out for the men's soccer squad is sophomore midfielder Brent Wally, who also serves as the kicker on ODU's football team. Wally, a sophomore from Pataskala, Ohio, has had a solid year for the Panthers both on the pitch and the gridiron. He recently earned his second GLIAC Soccer Offensive Player of the Week honor this season. He's also been the recipient of GLIAC Special Teams Player of the Week accolades during football season. Wally has been on a scoring tear recently for the men's soccer program, having scored his team's last 4 goals. Meanwhile, the women's soccer program, which sports a 7-4-2 overall record and a 4-3-1 mark in GLIAC play, will host Northern Michigan on Friday. Friday's match against the Wildcats is the Panthers' annual pink game, in which is played in honor of breast cancer awareness during the month of October. Sophomore Lauren Pratt, a native of Westchester, Ohio, is on a 3-game scoring streak, which includes her scoring a goal and notching an assist in her last 2 games. On Sunday, the Panthers will host Michigan Tech. Sunday's match against the Huskies is Senior Day, a date in which the Panthers will recognize senior midfielder Kristen Adams and senior forward Megan Augusta. Let's now head back out to Panther Field, rejoining Todd Bell and Matt Natale. And Todd, you couldn't ask for a better start for the Panthers. That running game has really been churning.
About 208 yards of total offense in the first quarter alone and 126 on the ground, which again is more than Finley allows per average per game, which is 117, and it's 14-0. Panthers motored down the field on their opening drive, then they go 90 yards in five plays and a whopping 64 seconds for their second score and lead 14-0 here.
Yeah, just looking at the time of possession, Todd, Finley's had it 9.5 minutes. ODU's only had it 5.5, and you're just coming out there with that hurry-up offense, trying to punch them in the mouth and punch their D in the mouth. Another big thing that pops out to me is Finley 0 for 5 on third down conversions. That's pretty big to hold them to that low number.
Well, for all students and alumni who are ODU grads and military veterans, mark your calendars for November 9th when your ODU Panthers will be taking on Lake Erie College and celebrate Veterans Appreciation Day. Game is at 12 o'clock, and the Veterans Tailgate will start at 10:30. And again, November 9th against Lake Erie here at ODU. 14-0, Panthers on top. As we are set to begin the second quarter, Ohio Dominican going from our left to our right now, have it third down and 2 at their own 46-yard line. Mark Nichols in there, two tight ends for the Panthers, as Stewart and McLeod are to the left. Now Nate Weeks will come in motion, and now back to his left. And Miller out of the pistol, play action pass, rolling near side. He's going to run downfield and get the first down. Got a block from Weeks and out of bounds at the 45-yard line. He initially had Nate Weeks, but I think the defender might have been just enough in the vision of Mark Miller that he thought, you know what, I can get that first down running. I'm just going to get it.
Yeah, they brought the heat around the edge on him, and he picked it out right away. The guy off the edge was coming at him too fast, couldn't catch up.
Quick throw near side. McLeod's got it. And out of bounds. Over here on the 39-yard line, that'll be a quick gain of 6 for Ronald McLeod. And the Panthers back into that tempo offense that they are so effective in doing. Right back to the line of scrimmage. McLeod over here. Stewart and Johnson over there. Single back will be Mark Nichols, and out of the pistol formation, Miller turns, gives to Nichols. Straight up the middle, cutback, 35, and ahead to the 32. 7 more for Mark Nichols, and it'll be another first down for the Panthers. Nichols in that first quarter had 82 yards, so he's up to 89 now, and it'll be first down and 10 ODU at the 32-yard line. Johnson and Stewart left, McLeod to the right. Ball on the near side hash mark, and we're going to get a whistle and a timeout here called by ODU with 14:27 to play in the second quarter. And Ohio Dominican on top here by a score of 14-0. And we are also going to have a timeout here on the field. So timeout, 14:27 to play second quarter. Panthers lead 14-0 here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Charlie Daniels back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. 14:27 to go in the second quarter. And let's now head back out to Panther Field, rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
Well, false alarm on our media timeout. Thank you, Charlie. 14-0 Panthers, and on first and 10, Miller throws near side. McLeod's got a cutback, 30. Great move to the 25. Flag comes out, though, and as McLeod's going to end up scoring on the play, this is coming back. Penalty marker back at the 30-yard line. We have seen so few of those, Matt, on the year on those the little wide receiver passes. The receivers have done such a great job of blocking downfield, but this time right on the ODU sideline, they nabbed somebody, and it's coming back.
Yeah, got a nice block downfield after the hold from Michael Kelke, and about made a nice little juke back move and bounced back to get upfield, but apparently he was busted loose early because of that holding call. Bring it back to the 40.
All right, so the ball will come back to the 40-yard line. And it'll be first down. And let's see what, first and 18 for the Panthers. Johnson and Stewart left. Ronald McLeod over here to the near side, and Miller will roll to his left. Hits Abe Johnson on the run. 40, 35, hit right at the original line of scrimmage. And, boy, still keeps those legs driving. And finally, gang tackled, and behind the play, they're going to get the Panthers again. Well, that'll erase about a 10-yard gain. And I think one of the Panther linemen got downfield, and while the play was still going on, cleaned up on a block. So it was away from the play, and the official is going to throw the flag.
There was a huge scrum over there on that sideline. I thought maybe it would be a hit out of bounds once Abe Johnson got out. I don't know.
I saw a white jersey body go flying away from the play. So they're going to even say it was after the play. So ball's going to come back. Play is going to count, and it's going to come all the way back to the 46 as they ruled it a dead ball foul.
Two monstrous penalties back-to-back on the Panthers after what looked like to be a touchdown just a minute ago. We're back here at the Finley 46 with about second down and, what would you say, 25?
Well, from the foot. Well, we'll figure it up after this. It's Mark Nichols up the middle. Oh, he's hit and gobbled up right at the line of scrimmage. DJ Williams just enveloped him at the line of scrimmage. It'll be third down from the 45. So it'll be third down and 23 coming up now for ODU. So they've had a touchdown taken off the board on this possession. They had a first down big gain erased on a personal foul penalty. And now let's see if the Panthers can dig themselves out of this hole. This is, again, one of those things where you look at it as third and 20, whatever. You don't need the first down here. Pick up about 10 or 15 yards and give Brent Wally a shot, right?
Got two field goals this year from 47 yards. Had one from 50 that got called back.
So you figure you need at least the 30-yard line here. Miller pressured. Boy, they brought everybody, and you quit thinking field goal as they come up with a big sack. Brad Fenton, redshirt freshman out of Mount Vernon, will bring him down back at the 46, and the Panthers self-destruct and will have to punt the football away. So after having first and 10 at their 32, now Mikey Snyder is back at his own 32, where he'll kick the ball away to the dangerous Demetrius Trapp. Leading 14-0, clock at 12:35 and rolling. Now a little bit of a breeze that Snyder will have to punt into. That back, boy, he dropped the ball. Now Snyder's just going to run, but he's got forever to go. Snyder, he's got to the 35, he's to the 30, and short of the first down. Well, if he didn't have so far to go, that would have worked out. He dropped it. Nobody from Finley saw it,
no.
But he just had too far to go. It ends up not being the worst thing ever because it does come all the way down to the 30-yard line, but Finley will have it right there. We do have a timeout on the field this time. 12:22 to play, second quarter. It's Ohio Dominican 14, Finley nothing, here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Did you know that St. Gabriel is at your side anywhere, anytime, in Ohio and around the world? Get the Catholic perspective on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, on your smartphone. It's easy with the TuneIn smartphone app. The TuneIn smartphone app is free, so download the TuneIn app today and listen to AM 820 as you cruise around town or travel the globe.
This is Charlie Daniels back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. 12:22 to go in the second quarter. Ohio Dominican still leading Finley by a score of 14-0. The GLIAC has seen some tremendous play from its quarterbacks. One individual who belongs in that group is Michigan Tech signal caller Tyler Scarlett, who leads his squad into a Saturday noon matchup with the Northwood Timberwolves at Hans Stadium. The junior Huskies quarterback is third in the GLIAC in passing yards per game, averaging 262.8 yards through the air. His big target in the passing game is freshman wide receiver Brandon Cowie, whose 555 receiving yards is third best in the conference. The Huskies also utilize a defense that is second best in both passing defense and run defense in the GLIAC. Meanwhile, Northwood utilizes the talents of Junior running back Glenn Winston, who is fifth in the conference in rushing touchdowns with eight. The passing game has been up and down for the Timberwolves this year. Redshirt freshman quarterback Mitch Robinson is fifth in the conference in passing yards, but he's had trouble with turnovers, as evidenced by his 15 interceptions this season. A couple of Northwood defenders to keep an eye on in this affair. Defensive lineman Jefferson Nelson is fifth in the GLIAC in sacks with 4.5, and linebacker Mike Keith is fourth in the conference in tackles with 59. Back out to Panther Field, where we rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
All right, Charlie, thank you very much. 12:22 to play here in the second quarter, and Ohio Dominican is leading Finley now by a score of 14-0. A great night here tonight, lots of festivities. They've done a great job during these media timeouts of bringing certain sports teams. You mentioned it earlier. I think it was men's tennis was out on the field earlier. We also saw what was really neat was in the quarter break a little bit ago. They brought any former Ohio Dominican football player that was in attendance tonight. They brought out onto the field. This is year 10 of ODU football. They laid the groundwork for tonight. And I tell you, they were excited to be out there. Some of them still throwing the ones that could, that they could get their jerseys to fit over top of them. They were out there wearing their old jerseys. And I mean, what a great night here tonight. Just standing room only crowd. Again, they brought in additional bleachers for tonight. It's just been a great night here tonight, and so far the Panther fans enjoying it, leading 14-0. Finley will have it first and 10 from their own 30 here with 12:22 to play in the half.
I think one of the big things that you keyed on there, Todd, were the former players, and we talked about the offensive line earlier. There were so many question marks going in. I think they're playing so well this year because of the seniors that left those spots open.
Here's Daquan Ford on first down. Little seam up the middle, and he's got 9 tough yards. Brad McCurdy will make the tackle. This Finley offense has had a tough time getting on track. Every possession, except for the first, picked up a first down, maybe two, but then they seem to stall out after making a mistake of some sort. Second down and 1 now, and it'll be Ford again, cutting back to his left. I think he'll have the first down, not by a lot. And so far on that zone read match, it's been Ford every time. We haven't seen Berlon read deep on that play.
No, and we kind of were discussing pregame that, you know, even though he's got the wheels to do it, he's a little apprehensive about it. He did have a major knee injury when he was at Ohio State, and that might be playing into it.
Reed will look to pass this time. He will throw to his right, and it's low and incomplete, looking for Lloyd Henry. And the pass fell just a little bit short. Henry was open, but he buried it into the turf. And it'll bring up second down and 10. I'm really glad Verlon didn't look to his left, because he had Ford coming out of the backfield unguarded over here. The play's designed to go right. So
would have been off to the races.
Yep. Hard for him to see him. So it'll be second down now from the 41-yard line. 11:45 clock stop, second quarter. Reed out of the shotgun. Will give to Ford. He'll come back to this near side. He's to the 45. Sutter steps his way to an 8-yard gain. Sidney Omame and Brad McCurdy on the tackle for ODU. Third down and 2. Coming up now for the Oilers, as they will get right to the line of scrimmage, trying to catch the Panthers off guard here a little bit. Berlon Reed will take the snap, gives to Ford up the middle. He's got the first down into Panther territory to the 46-yard line. Gain of 6 on the play for Daquan Ford, and they'll move the chain.
Yeah, giving ODU a little bit of taste of their own medicine with this hurry-up offense. And Finley knows that this is an important drive. If they want to stay in this game, they got to get some points on the board.
It's Ford again, but this time Culbertson wraps up his legs right at, maybe behind, the line of scrimmage. Well, Cody Culbertson, fifth in the conference with 7 tackles for loss. That's going to be another one right there. He's got 3 sacks on the season. He was a GLIAC Player of the Week, and all he did last week was have 13 tackles in the game against Ashland. Second down and 11 now, coming up for the Oilers, going right to left. They're at the Panther 47-yard line, trailing 14-0. Reed with Ford to his left, out of the shotgun. Takes the snap. He'll give to Ford, sweeping right. Cuts back to his left, and Luke Garbakin Mason Sawicki was waiting for him. You got Shields and also Martavius Lewis in there on a tackle for a gain of 1 yard. It'll be 3rd and 10.
Yeah, Ford tried to cut back there. Sawicki was coming around the back end, the back edge, and was, you know, right there in his face, and he tried to jump back and dropped him for a little bit of a loss.
So here comes another 3rd down for the Oilers. 1 out of 6 for Finley. On 3rd down, 3 receivers left, 1 to the right. They need the Panther 36 for a 1st down. Henry will now make it two receivers to either side. Reed looking to throw. Steps up. Rolls to his right. Downfield to the 40. Got the first down as he's out of bounds at the Finley 31-yard line. 15-yard gain. Boy. He's a Division I athlete. Let's start with that.
Yeah.
I don't care, knee surgery a couple of years ago or not. And, boy, you could just see those long strides once he gets out into the open.
Yeah, he only says he's 6'1", 205, but he's got long legs. It looks like he's stepping about 5 yards per pace.
From the 31-yard line, first and 10. It's Ford going right. Cuts back. He's got a little room to the Panther 26-yard line. Mason Sawicki again in there on the tackle after a gain of 5. That was Verlon Reed was some stellar athlete at Marion Franklin just around the corner here. Second down coming up as they get back to the line. And it's Ford again behind a blocker to his right. And he fights his way near the first down marker. I mean, this guy, his senior year, took Marion Franklin to a state semifinal where he had been released from the hospital that morning after some sort of kidney ailment or something.
Yeah.
And they had him in the hospital for a day and a half, and then he went and he had over 400 yards of total offense in a state semifinal loss. So you know he's a tough cookie.
Yeah.
Third and a yard now. Ford to the left of Reed. Ball at the 22. And it'll be Reed keeping for the first time. He's into the open. Spun around at the 5 and down right there. 16-yard run. And again, first time Verlon Reed kept on the zone read. And he gets a big gainer down to the almost the 5.
Yeah, linebackers and secondary are a little bit confused on that one. That was the first time they saw Verlon Reed keep the ball. And he ran out to the left and got a big gainer.
First down and goal to go now for the Oilers. We'll call it the 6. Reed gives to Ford. Up the middle, he's in. Untouched. Daquan Ford, 6-yard touchdown run, his 13th TD run of the season. And the Oilers finally get into the end zone here. 8:44 to play in the second quarter.
Yeah, got some nice blocking up front by that tight end. We've caught a few times. Jarrett Brown, senior captain. He thought he won, got held a little bit, actually. He was kind of in the referee's ears a little bit, but no flag, no harm, no foul, and lining up here for the point after.
And Seth White, who does everything, will do the point after here. He is 15 out of 16 on the season. Kick a little low, but it is through. Actually, it was deflected. That's why it was low. Timeout on the field. 8:44 to play here in the second quarter. It is Ohio Dominican 14 and Finley 7 here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
This is Charlie Daniels back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. A game involving a top 10 team, Division 1A football. The 10th ranked Miami Hurricanes at Chapel Hill taking on the North Carolina Tar Heels. And this has been a back and forth affair. North Carolina leading Miami 14-13 with 7:20:47 to go in the second quarter. It's been a good night for the North Carolina passing game. Bryn Renner, 10 of 15 through the air for 123 yards and one touchdown. Panthers leading Finley 14-0 with 8:44 to go, 14-7, I should say, with 8:44 to go in the second quarter. Back out to Panther Field, where Todd Bell and Matt Natale are standing by.
All right, Charlie, thank you very much. And honored here during this last timeout was the Ohio Dominican women's basketball team, which last year had the highest GPA of any women's basketball team, any level in the country, and got a great ovation here. You want to talk about all you want, the athletes at the Division I level, and sometimes, Matt, people will roll their eyes and they will scoff when they hear the word student-athlete.
Right.
Hey, guess what? At Division II, they are.
They are, yeah. I know we got the little monitor over here from the CBS feed, and it looks like during some of these timeouts, they've been interviewing a lot of these players with some features that maybe they recorded earlier in the week and focusing primarily on the student part of the student-athlete. And obviously, that's a great accolade for the women's basketball team to boast the highest GPA in the country at any level. And, you know, you got to give credit to them. It's hard enough to be a student, let alone be playing college sports.
either have the luxury or misfortune, I'm not sure which it is, to travel with our basketball teams in the wintertime. Men's and women's teams travel together playing doubleheaders. And it is not unfamiliar to see a player walk off the bus carrying one bag and then come back in and get their book bag and then carry it into the hotel and watch them study. And I've even seen them take quizzes and tests administered by the basketball coaches on a bus trip. So, I mean, it's 24/7 student athlete here at the Division II level, and yeah, that goes for both Ohio Dominican and Findlay. So a scoring drive for the Findlay Oilers as they finally get into the end zone. 12 plays, 70 yards, 3:38. Converted a couple key third downs there, did Findlay, and they score on the Daquan Ford 6-yard touchdown right. And it's now 14-7, and it's time for the Panther offense to go back into action as the Oilers have the ball teed up, and Josh Rohde will be kicking away. And they'll pooch kick it, keeping it away from ODU, and Abe Johnson alertly comes up on it. 32-35, and he's out there. I wondered how Findlay would approach it tonight, because for whatever reason, the last 6 weeks, the teams just keep kicking the ball to Mark Nichols and Abe Johnson, and they keep returning it for touchdowns. That time they kicked it short, only a 3-yard return, but still ODU up good field position out to the 36-yard line.
No, and it's a smart job by the special forces coaches there for Ohio Dominican to have Abe Johnson play up when they put pooch kick like that. You know, he's right there. He's more than capable of taking it back for a big, big return.
First down at 10, Panthers lead 14-7, 8:39 to play first half. Mark Nichols in there in the backfield. He will try and get to the corner, 35-40, and out of bounds over on the Findlay sideline near the 42-yard line. We've seen a little more of Mark Nichols here on these last couple of possessions. On the Panthers' first or second scoring drive, I think it was the second scoring drive, Brandon Schoen came out, had a little bit of a ribcage area padded up, but we haven't seen him since. Second and five, quick throw left as Stewart. Good defense, but Stewart broke one tackle, broke a second tackle, and he's got a first down into Findlay territory. Ah, I thought for the world that play was dead in the water, and Des Stewart with a heck of an effort to get a first down.
Yeah, I thought they were going to be lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage, and, you know, nice little fake handoff there to Mark Nichols to bust him loose and get Des open and get the first down.
From the Findlay 47, it's Nichols again, sweeping near side, 45-40 to the 35, cuts back, just ran over a defender, but then Nichols goes crashing down at the 25-yard line. And he'll be replaced by Ron L. Spate. Boy, Nichols lowered the boom there, but he took so much of the brunt, he just kind of fell down in a heap.
Yeah, a nice little cutback move back towards the middle of the field to get some extra yardage on that run.
And Ron L. Spate will check in, so that gives us a little bit of an idea that Brandon Schoen services the rest of the night. Throw near side to Ronald McLeod. Good move again, and he's to the 20-yard line. It'll be second down and about six. Also on that play as well, where the side judge took a tumble over a photographer who was right along the sideline, and the photographer moved, and he didn't move it in any better position, and that official just made him leave again. Second down and about six now. Miller looking to throw again. Stop for out near side. McLeod first down as he's out of bounds at the 14-yard line. So they go to the short passing game here to Des Stewart, Ronald McLeod. They got a first down just inside the 15-yard line now. 7:21 to play. Second quarter. Panthers lead 14-7. Bates remains in the backfield, and Ron L's going to get the carry. Sweeping right. He's hit to the 15 and down to the 13-yard line is senior running back Ron L. Spates out of Villa Angela St. Joe in Cleveland, and Brewerton a little slow in getting up. And finally, we'll get to his feet for Findlay, and now back into the backfield goes Mark Nichols. Clock under 7 minutes to play in the second quarter now. Johnson and Stewart left, McLeod over here to the right. On second down and nine, Miller will play action pass. Rolls to the left, looks downfield, throws to the end zone. Des Stewart got it for a Panther touchdown! 15-yard strike. What a throw by Mark Miller, threading it through the defense for a Panther score.
But Todd, that play was executed perfectly. It was a play action to Mark Nichols, and Miller rolled out to the left. They had two receivers set out there that were kind of streaking, and then Des Stewart came right across the middle, and he hit him wide open. It was perfect execution to get the touchdown.
All set up by Mark Nichols' run. Couple of good plays by the receivers, and Brent Wally to come out for the extra point. We got flinching all over the place. So whistles blow, flags fly, and we'll let them sort it out. May end up going here against Ohio Dominican. And it will. I saw an Oiler flinch, but then one of the ODU linemen moved as well, so that'll go against the Panthers. And it'll back Wally up. There is a pretty good wind blowing tonight, and it's a crosswind.
Yeah, right across the field.
Yeah, so the longer potential field goal attempts, kickers may have to play a little bit of a hook or a slice, one or the other, depending on which way they're going. So this turns into a 25-yard extra point attempt. And a good snap, kick on the way, and it is good. Timeout on the field, 6:43 to play in our second quarter. New score now, Ohio Dominican 21, Finley 7. Here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
What do you want your college degree to say about you? A degree from Ohio Dominican University says you demand more from your college education. It says that ethics and values are important to you, that you appreciate perspectives offered by experts in their field, that you value having a voice in the classroom, that you don't just want a job, but a fulfilling career you can be proud of. That's what your degree from Ohio Dominican University will say about you. Discover more at ohiodominican.edu.
This is Charlie Daniels back in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. Things looking pretty good for Ohio Dominican as they have increased their lead over Finley to 21-7 with just over 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. The Tiffin Dragons, who have only one win to this point in 2013, will go outside of GLIAC play as they travel to Drake Stadium in Des Moines, Iowa to take on the Hard Rockers of South Dakota Mines at 2 p.m. on Saturday. Dragons quarterback Antonio Pipkin holds the fourth best completion percentage in the GLIAC at 67.5%. He's gotten some help from his wide receiver, Tony Sheed. Sheed has 30 catches, good for eighth best in the conference. He also makes an impact on kickoff returns, Sheed averaging nearly 30 yards per return. On defense, Dragons defensive back Stephon Willis has tallied two interceptions, tied for sixth best in the GLIAC. Tiffin also has a pair of talented defensive linemen. Sophomore Jude's Amukar is the Dragons' best pass rusher with three sacks, while senior Joseph Collard is 11th in the GLIAC in tackles with 52. The Hard Rockers, meanwhile, are 4-2 in 2013 and are seeking their first winning season since 2010. Let's now head back out to Panther Field and rejoin Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
All right, thank you very much, Charlie. A seven-play drive for ODU, 64 yards. Again, a quick strike in just a minute and 56 seconds. 13-yard touchdown pass, Stewart from Mark Miller. And for Mark Miller now, that is touchdown pass number 15. And, Matt, he came in tied for first in the conference with a 14 touchdown pass complete. Here's a guy who's only thrown four picks on the year. Very efficient has been Mark Miller this season. And the Panthers now lead 21-7, 6:43 to play second quarter.
Yeah, when you got all those little short out passes in the playbook, it's, you're going to have a high percentage. But that's not to take anything away from Mark Miller. He's a talented quarterback. He's a field general out there. And I'll tell you, the most encouraging thing about that scoring drive was coming back after completely laying an egg and getting bad penalties
right.
and getting stuck in third and long situations on the previous offensive drive. That says a lot about the seniors out here and the older and the players that have a lot of playing time, like Mark Nichols and Mark Miller, getting out there and settling everybody down. They were able to come back. Not only did they lay an egg on that last offensive drive, Finley went down and scored. So it made it a 14-7 game. They were able to come back out here and put it back together and get back into the end zone.
Brent Wally has the ball teed up here for Ohio Dominican. And back deep are Traps and Clark. Wally will be kicking from our left to right. 6:43 to play, first half. And Wally, shorter kick this time. Be fair caught at the 26-yard line. Anytime there's a 92 out there, that's always a good idea. Josh Lee, junior defensive end, out there making that catch. So the Oilers, after scoring on their last possession and then giving up seven right back, will come back on offense. After their best offensive possession of the night, we'll have it first down at their own 29-yard line. Now, let's see if they go right back to Daquan Ford. He's having a nice night tonight. One of those guys where, again, kind of like we saw last week with Anthony Taylor of Ashland, Matt. Mm-hmm. Just slow down the big play. Keep them in front of you and don't give up a long one. Make them drive down the field. First down from the 29. A bobbled snap by Reed, so he has to keep. Spun around and will make something out of it to the 35. He picked up six. Billy Akins made the play, and that was a hot potato in the hands of Verlon Reed.
Yeah, I think that six was in two strides from Verlon Reed. He's got that long stride. It's deceptive. Reminds me a lot of Terrell Pryor playing at Ohio State. He had that long stride that it just looks like he's gliding right across the top of the field.
Second down and four from the 35-yard line, and Reed takes the snap. We'll keep again. Big hole to the 40. Hit, but not down. Midfield. Down the left sideline. McCurdy will drag him down awkwardly from behind, and Reed will be slow in getting up. Big play, though, by Verlon Reed, who is back up and walking back to the huddle. And, boy, the Panthers there give up the big play. Again, a lot of forward early, and now a couple of times on the zone read. Reed has made a great play.
Yeah, they might have been keeping that in the back of the playbook in case they got behind a little bit. Got a nice block downfield by Seth White and deep into Ohio Dominican territory.
From the Panther 30, first down and 10. Here is Daquan Ford. Nice hole off to the right. Lowers his shoulders, and McCurdy and Bell will make a tackle, but not before Daquan Ford will pick up 9. He's up to 89 yards now. Already 18 carries in this game for Daquan Ford. They're not afraid to use him. He's had as many as 33 in a game. Second and 1. It's Reed again. He's up the middle and got the first down by a couple. Brought down from behind by Cody Culbertson. I mean, he's had games of 33, 30, 27 twice and 22 on the carry. So, again, not afraid to carry the football. First and 10 now for the Oilers, trailing 21-7. Ball at the Panther 19-yard line. We're down to 5:15 to play in the first half. Reed will have Henry and Hampton to the left. Seth White to the right. Ford in the backfield as Verlon will take the shotgun snap. He will give to Ford. Off to the left and down by Culbertson at the 22. Daquan tried to cut, slipped, and Culbertson covered him up. Short gain of 1 for Daquan Ford. It'll be second and long for Finley, and the Oilers are going to call timeout.
Yeah, it looked like Ford kind of saw Culbertson coming right at him, tried to put on the brakes, and lost his footing a little bit there.
And I'm not sure when it happened, but I think Verlon Reed has got a cut on his right hand because that's why they called the timeout. He went immediately after that play holding his right hand up to the sidelines. Coach Keyes for Finley quickly called the timeout, and he went right to a trainer, did Verlon Reed. So I'm not sure how it would have happened. The last two would have been handoffs, and if it would have happened three plays ago on that run, you would have thought it would have been surfaced a little sooner than that. But
well, it's interesting you mentioned the last two runs. I noticed after the first one, not this last one, but the one right before that, right after he handed the ball off, he was kind of looking at his hand. It looked like maybe his glove came undone or something like that. But apparently it's a little bit of an injury.
And he's going to have to stay on the sideline for the time being because backup quarterback junior Devontae Payne, his 6'7", 250-pound frame is out there. So it'll be second down now and 9 from the 18-yard line. Ford to the right of Payne, who takes a high snap, bobbles it, and the Panthers coming after him. Payne trying to make something out of it, and he'll be dropped right at the line of scrimmage. I don't know how a high snap goes on Payne. 6'7", for heaven's sake.
And we might have dropped him for a loss if he wasn't 250 pounds. That's a big boy.
He's going to stay out there. It'll be third down and 10 now, and we're going to have to see Payne throw it. He is 4 out of 10 on the season for 64 yards and a touchdown, I'm assuming in mop-up type duty. Payne will have Henry and Hampton left, Seth White to his right, Jared Brown at 8-back right. They need the Panther 9 for a first down. Payne, play-action pass, rolls right. Surveys. Colbert, Clegg hits him, then he throws wildly, and it's intercepted by Billy Akins. He's up the left sideline and out of bounds. Cody Culbertson again getting in on Payne. Must have felt like a gnat to Devontae Payne. And Culbertson at 5'10", but it disrupted it. Payne makes a poor decision, threw it up for grabs, and Akins the interception.
Yeah,
fourth of the year.
Sorry, Todd, you got to wonder how that play might have developed a little differently if the starter was in there. You got a guy in there that's a backup, a transfer from Eastern Michigan, only had 10 attempts on the season. and throws it right into the hands of Akins. That's one of the players we said to keep an eye on here in this game tonight.
13 takeaways now for the Panthers. And for the quarterbacks of Finley, that is now 8 interceptions. And here's Mark Nichols, straight up the gut, to the left side he goes. It's a foot race with Quatre Jones. On Nichols to the 5, and out of bounds, just short of the goal line. 72 yards for Mark Nichols. And the Panthers will have it first and goal. It was like he was shot out of a cannon.
Another huge hole by that offensive line, just right up the gut. We saw a couple of weeks ago they were having trouble running in between the tackles, but those tackles are doing a great job tonight getting those holes open for the running backs. And Mark Nichols, two huge runs in this game tonight.
And a busted play. Miller will run and go straight up the middle and get to the 1. They officially spotted that ball at the 2. Somebody went the wrong way, either Nichols or Mark Miller. Ordinarily, after a long run like that, the Panthers would have shifted their running backs. But again, the services of Brandon Schoen are unknown now the rest of this first half. Mark Miller lost his helmet on the play, and the Panthers are going to call a timeout. If they call timeout, Miller can come back into the game. Kevin Hattrick was all set. I'm ready to go, coach.
Yeah.
I mean, he was running out there onto the field, into the huddle. And the Panthers call the timeout. Well, they haven't yet. They're going to let the play clock get all the way down before they call the timeout. But Mark Nichols, some kind of game for him already. You ready for this, partner? 11 carries, 187 yards. He's had 250-plus yard runs tonight. And there's 3:05 to go in the second quarter.
What a night to have a game televised on national television.
So the timeout used here by Ohio Dominican. 3:05 to play in the second quarter, and this will be a big touchdown for ODU. You had Finley marching, and they turned the football over, and then right back at it come the Panthers, and knocking on the doorstep here. It'll be second down and goal from the 2.
It's kind of like last week against Ashland. We were talking about next touchdown, and that's a huge swing right here. It could be a 14-point swing going into the half. It could have either been 21-14 or 28-7. That is a huge swing in a game like this, and, you know, I'm not surprised considering our defense and the way that they played this year and getting the takeaway when they needed it most.
All right, second and goal from the 2. Nichols back in behind Mark Miller out of the pistol. It's Nichols sweeping left, turns it upfield. He's to the goal line. He's hit. Touchdown. 2-yard touchdown run for Mark Nichols. Second touchdown run of the night for the senior from Newark Catholic. And Brent Wally out for the extra point. Wally, who for the second time in as many weeks was the GLIAC Soccer Offensive Player of the Week, knocks another point after home. 3 minutes to go now in the second quarter, and Ohio Dominican in front by the score of 28-7. And, boy, you said it earlier in the first quarter after the Panthers marched up and down the field, that Finley defense has got to be a little shell-shocked. Well, they have now given up on the night. 258 yards rushing in this first half. The most they had allowed in a game this year was 187.
Yeah, and only averaging 117, and Mark Nichols has that beat all by himself just about, doesn't he?
Yep. Well, he does. He's got 189.
Yeah.
Well over that. You take Nichols has rushed more in his first half than they had allowed in a game this year.
I'll take that.
My, oh my.
And we got the scoreboard to reflect that. We got 2 touchdowns for Nichols tonight, 2 huge runs, 2 of the biggest plays of the game.
Brandon Schoen with a hug for Mark Nichols right there. And a kickoff by Wally is away. It's going to angle towards the corner of the end zone, taken by Torrey Clark up to the 10. He's passed through defender's 20. Out to the 25. Dominic Clegg hits him at the 28. He falls forward to the 30 with 2:51 to play in the half, and the Panthers lead 28-7. Well, you don't want to get greedy.
No.
But boy, would you like another stop and another score here.
Mm-hmm. Not the best field position here for Finley to start out with, just shy of 3 minutes left in the half.
But you kind of mentioned it earlier. Finley, for the most part, has had good field position. The Panthers have started two drives on their own 10.
Yeah.
Scored on one of them. And, boy, that last scoring drive by the Panthers was lightning fast again. Three plays and 72 yards. All right, first down for Finley. And
Devontae Payne still in the
still
game.
Out there at quarterback.
Yep.
From the 31, Brown goes in motion, and Payne's going to look to throw. He's got a big arm, throwing down the right side, and it's going to be deflected and incomplete. Justin Bell broke it up. Billy Akins was running stride for stride with Lloyd Henry. And an incomplete pass. It'll be second down and 10.
Yeah, nice job by the secondary there. And thrown into double coverage. I don't know if it was the most advised pass that Payne could throw, but... Boy, 6'7", 250 pounds out there throwing that ball. It's kind of like a Clayton Kershaw fastball.
My
out
goodness.
There.
Second down and 10, 2:45 to play in the half. Payne with Ford to his left will give to him, and he is just gobbled up again right at the line of scrimmage. A double team of Jordan Murph and Mason Sawicki making the tackle. It'll be second down, or I beg your pardon, third down and about 8 yards to go. Well, big play here for the Oilers on third down. They need to get to the Panther 41-yard line for a first. Payne will have three receivers to his left. Henry, Brown, and Hampton. Seth White to his right. Third down and 8. Payne will take the shotgun snap. He will drop back. Looks right, throws for White. Incomplete. Billy Akins again there with the coverage. Even had White caught it. I don't know that he would have had the first down as he had to come back for it. And a 3-and-out. Hardly any time goes off the clock with 2 incomplete passes, and the Panthers will get it back.
You're going to have to punt it away here, and looks like Justin Bell is going to head back to about the Panthers' 45-yard line. It would put them in pretty good. Now he's running back.
And the kickoff, the punt, I should say, is away. A wobbler right side and goes out of bounds at the 39-yard line. So ODU will have great field position. Still two timeouts, correct?
Yeah.
And a minute 54 still left on the clock. And a chance right here.
And the way they've been moving the ball tonight, save for the one offensive series, there's plenty of time on the clock with two timeouts to try to get some more points on the board.
So first down and 10, they have officially put the ball at the 40. 28-7 Panthers, 1:54 to play in the first half. Miller with Nichols behind him. Two receivers near side, one to the left. Mark will roll to this near side and look to throw downfield. Again, some room to run. Now we'll throw, and it is bobbled and caught by McLeod. Did he catch it in bounds? He did at the 49-yard line. Gain of 11, first down. Boy, good throw by Mark Miller. McLeod kind of bobbled it and was fortunate to keep a hold of it.
Yeah, nice job by McLeod, too. He was streaking downfield along with Dave Johnson. Saw Mark Miller kind of in trouble and came back to come get the catch.
First down from the Finley 49. Here's Nichols again. Up the middle, the pile moving forward to the Finley 45. Gain of 4. And it'll still be second down at about 6 now for the Panthers with Nick McKnight into the ballgame for ODU. McKnight will be to the left. Dave Johnson over there as well. Nichols will check out. Ronnell Spates will come in. Hey, Nichols lost his footwear. So Spates will replace him. McLeod over here to the near side on second down and 6. Miller, play action pass. Rolling left. They blitz. Miller, deep ball downfield for Abe Johnson, and it will be caught at the 11. How did he catch it? Abe Johnson, 34-yard strike. It'll be first down from the 11-yard line.
I honestly thought that Golden out there caught that ball on the defense. I thought that got intercepted. That was a Des Stewart type of catch.
First down from the 11. It's Ronnell Spate up the middle, and he squeezes his way to the 6-yard line with 1 minute to play in the second quarter. Abe Johnson just got in behind the defenders and made that catch. And it'll be second down here for ODU. Mark Nichols will check in. Panthers don't have a back out there. Miller doesn't know it. I think Nichols got his attention, and now they'll turn and look to the sideline. Well, there's a Finley defender running on and an offensive player running on. That was bizarre. Here's Nichols on second down, straight up the middle, chugging hard to the goal line, and he's down just short. It'll be first down and goal to go for the Panthers with half a minute to go, and ODU will burn a timeout. Boy, so much happened right there.
Yeah. I don't know if Mark Nichols is having trouble time. Maybe we need to get him some Velcro shoes.
So the Panthers will call time with 31 seconds to play in the second quarter. And, Matt, for all intents and purposes, looks like they're going to go in for their fifth score of this first half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of credit to the offense. I talked about it a second ago after the last scoring drive. You know, so many teams could come out, especially after having a bad drive like we did in the middle of this quarter, and not bounce back and not have that resiliency. And this offense certainly has a couple of nice plays by Mark Miller, that long pass down here to Abe Johnson, of course the bootleg touchdown pass to Dez Stewart, and I think you got to give a lot of credit to Mark Miller. I mean, he's your quarterback, he's your field general, he's your everything out there, and he's the one that's really keeping this offense in rhythm out there. And then throw in Mark Nichols, and you can't go wrong.
First and goal from the one. Miller gives to Nichols, dives into the air, reaches out, and he didn't get in. Panthers have a timeout left. They're going to get right to the line of scrimmage here. 22 seconds to go. Miller will just spike the football now with 17 seconds to go, and it'll be third and goal from the one-yard line. Well, Mark might have been better served. Nichols, I should say. Whoa! Now we got players flying all over the place here. No flag. That was very bizarre.
Yeah, I don't know if he... Who is that? 33?
Brad Fenton, your linebacker.
He looked like it could have been a shove from somebody, but he might have also just tripped over something.
That was weird. I mean, if there had been a shove, they would have thrown a flag.
Absolutely.
All right, so here we go. Third down and goal. Play clock at 15. In fact, I think they may get a reset. They are. They're going to get a reset of the play clock here. Official's trying to get it, and now he will. So the Panthers with plenty of time to snap it now. Third down and goal from the one-yard line. Nichols behind Mark Miller. Flags are down, and the Panthers jump. Oh, boy. So, it looked like a surefire touchdown may turn into having to come up with something through the air here.
Michael Kelke, the center there, was a little slow to get up. He's kind of limping around out there a little bit. So you get injured on a false start.
Well, he's been battling leg injuries all year long. Remember, he missed a little bit of time early in the season.
Mm-hmm.
All right, third and goal from, they'll call it the 7 now, I guess. Miller with two receivers, Stewart, McLeod right. He'll roll this near side. Throws to Dez Stewart a little high and incomplete. Only the third incompletion of the first half by Mark Miller. Had he hit him in the numbers, I don't know how he would have turned the corner to get in. So now on fourth down and goal from the 7-yard line, they'll try a field goal here for Brent Wally. 2 weeks ago, GLIAC Special Teams Player of the Week. And he will try a field goal now of 23 yards. Tyler Hayes will snap it. Snyder puts it down. The kick is on the way, and it is good. So, Ohio Dominican gets one more score here. Would have loved it to have been 7, but they end up getting 3 from Brent Wally. And the Ohio Dominican Panthers now with a lead of 31-7. Panther fans, one of the best ways to keep up with Ohio Dominican sports is on the Panthers' official social networks. You can follow the Panthers on their official Twitter and Facebook pages. Up-to-the-minute information on how the Panthers are doing is constantly coming right to you on your computer or your mobile device. Go to Twitter.com or Facebook.com and type in ODU Athletics. So the Panthers get the field goal from Wally. And for Brent, who last week kicked his 12th field goal, made field goal, which was a new single-season record, now has 13. He is 13 out of 15 on the season. And Wally will kick it along the ground and will be fielded on the far side by Brewton, and he is upended and tackled at the 35-yard line with 5 seconds to play here in the half. So, a solid first half for ODU, leading 31-7. They scored the first two touchdowns, and then Finley answered to make it 14-7, but it has been all Panthers since. Finley will come out here offensively, and boy, again, it is still Devontae Payne at quarterback, so the injury to Reed will be a storyline at halftime. Payne, looks like they're going to try and throw something here. They got three receivers, make it four to the left. Low snap for Payne, scrambling to the near side. Now will set and throw it as far as he can on potentially the last play of the half. It's towards the end zone, and it is incomplete. Boy, Seth White got his hands on it for Finley at the 2-yard line, and he almost had a catch which could potentially have been a touchdown. What a half of football. Abe Johnson, a 12-yard touchdown pass from Miller. Mark Nichols, an 11-yard touchdown run. Made it 14-0. Daquan Ford with the touchdown run to make it 14-7. Dez Stewart, a 13-yard pass from Miller to make it 21-7. Nichols, a 2-yard run to make it 28-7. And Wally's field goal makes it 31-7 here at the half. Coming up at halftime, we're going to be sitting down and talking with the women's soccer coach, Jonathan Mead. Charlie will have scores and some stuff going on from around college football, and we'll have all the first half stats as well. Ohio Dominican leads here 31-7. We patiently wait for head coach Bill Conley, who right now is visiting with Lisa Byington, the sideline reporter for CBS Sports Network. And once we get done with Coach Conley there, it'll be Matt and Sally standing by with Coach Conley. And Matt will grab him for one quick comment. And go ahead, Matt.
Coach, real quick, great job running the ball tonight. Any word on Brandon?
He's okay. He'll be fine. He'll be good in the second half.
All right, we got to do everything in the second half.
What we have to do differently? Well, first of all, we got to stop them. Their power running and the play action. Ed Reed's a heck of an athlete, so we got to not let him make plays with his feet.
Good luck in the second half.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Halftime score is 31-7 in favor of the Panthers to Charlie Davis in the studios.